Welcome back to Eureka with Mr. Vijay Koshi. We are having a very enriching discussion on the kind of content TVF is creating across different streaming companies. So we'll continue that. And my next question, Vijay, is you have been creating so many different kind of content across different streaming platforms. You have Panchayat on Prime, you have Kota Factory on Netflix, you have Gullak on Sony Live, you have Sixer on Mini TV. Has there been a lot of learnings when you're doing such shows across different platforms? What is working, what is not working, and how are you improving upon it?
Every day is a learning for us, so that never stops. We keep getting requests from platforms saying, why don't you make a thriller show? Why don't you make a cops and thieves or a mafia-based show and stuff like that, which seems to be the order of the day.
Mm.
But we politely shy away from it because that's not our core area of expertise. And we believe there are lots of other interesting stories and communities that we can talk to and create a lot of engagement rather than going this route. So we've largely been in the satire or the dramedy or comedy kind of space. I won't say it's fully comedy, but like a Kota student preparation thing, which is so dark and bleak as a subject.
Yeah,
we've given it a light treatment with. Mm. I mean, we've not made it. We've not shown kids in the suicidal mode. Yeah. We've not. So we believe that the everything has to be aspirational, it has to be inspirational, has to make you feel good. 90% of our content you can watch together as a family. So all of those things are filters for us. Abusive language, explicit scenes, you won't find any of that in 90% of our shows. That's our whole DNA. I mean, it's the Hrishikesh Mukherjee style of movie making. Yeah, it needs to make you feel warm in the heart, and it needs to be relatable.
Yeah.
All of those are... So sometimes, like a Panchayat, when it was rejected by most platforms, we felt let down, but we didn't give up. We just kept at it, and every platform that said no to us made us even more determined that, hey, we believe in this format, and we believe... Okay, so we're not stubborn and stupid beyond a point.
Mm.
There are certain projects which we believe in and have been refused.
Mm.
And we've also said, okay, maybe this is not the right time. We'll figure it out later. But if somebody then sees the vision and is willing to partner, we go whole hog the whole way. While we've so far done only these genres, romance, rom-com, satire and stuff like that, we are open to certain genres. Like sci-fi is a big and sci-fi not in the Star Wars and that kind of a thing, but in the Night Shyamalan kind of way of doing sci-fi in a very human this thing. So that interests us. Horror, maybe the Tumbaad style is something that not the jump start kind of horror, but this kind of... So those are genres that interest us. At the right time, with the right partners, hopefully you will see some
nice
projects coming from our side.
Looking forward to that. And I think all of these, keeping in mind the kind of twist and the way the storytelling TVF has, really waiting, looking forward to such content.
So you mentioned about there are like some shows, probably the first season does not do as well as we anticipate or the partner anticipates.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes you put that commercial or that immediate returns on the back burner and say, hey, let's give it another shot.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll make some tweaks. Maybe we'll make, from whatever learnings we've had, we'll try and make it a little more pacier or make it a little more interesting or cut out some other parts and see what happens. Like Gullak, for instance, season one was on Sony Live. It was a great show, but it didn't create the kind of buzz that we had expected. But both the platform and us, both of us persisted. and went on with season two. And we all know where that went. I mean, Gullak, I think, probably is among the top three shows for Sony Live for ages. So
what a lovely storytelling it
is. Yes. As we speak, season four is on the floor, and hopefully you'll see it drop sometime this year.
Lovely. Good to know. Okay, so we move on to the next section of our discussion, Vijay, where we basically take an example. And today we are talking about a lot about advertisers-funded programming for TVF. So we'll do a small role play and make things simple for our audience here. So imagine I'm a brand, and I have heard a lot about TVF, and I have an excellent marketing team who feels that brand marketing needs to be done through content. So I own a cycle brand for a tier two city, and I'm coming to you to create a show which will be sponsored by us, but I don't want my branding to be in your face, you know. How do I go about, how can we collaborate with your company, kind of help us do that?
Okay, so there are lots of things that we get into understanding the brand, etc. But first things that we ask very honestly, is like, why do you want to do this? Yeah, is it because it's the flavor of the season? Or it's because somebody in your boardroom said, hey, ye bhi kar lete hain. Or because next year appraisal, you have to say, ki kuch alag kiya hai.
Kuch alag kiya.
Or you have genuinely consumed something and it has touched your heart as a audience, that brand is connected. And you believe this particular mode of creating content will work for your brand. So, basis that, you quickly filter out ki bhai ye genuine buyer hai ya ye window shopping kar raha ya time pass kar raha hai.
Samajh gaya.
So, and we are very brutal that way with clients. And we say we are a small team. Aap ye batao, and you'll quickly be able to figure out who's genuine, who wants to invest. And we have a basic paperwork, NDA and all that. Agar koi NDA sign karne ko ready hai, matlab keen hai, wo karna chahta hai.
Correct.
Then of course you'll show him the prices. Also you have to understand how committed this person is, because what we're doing is a lot of blood, sweat and tears.
Yeah.
बहुत मेहनत है. अभी आप IPL में एक प्लान डालोगे कमर्शियल्स का 25 करोड़ ऐसा ठक करके उड़ा सकते हो. एंड होल वर्किंग इन ऑल CPRP ये वो ऐसा एक्सेल शीट. कितना टाइम जाता है एक्सेल शीट में?
Correct.
वो तो हो गया ना, वो मार्केटिंग मैनेजर का काम हो गया. IPL बिग प्रॉपर्टी, बिगेस्ट प्रॉपर्टी इन द कंट्री, नंबर्स आ गए, सबने देख लिया, ताली मार लिया, काम हो गया मेरा साल का. विजावी यहाँ पर अगर आप 10 करोड़ भी डालोगे, आपका 6 महीने का काम है. 6 महीने का आपका भी मेहनत है.
करेक्ट.
एज अ ब्रांड, बिकॉज इट्स नॉट अ वन नाइट स्टैंड, इट्स अ सीरियस कमिटमेंट दैट यू आर ऑल्सो मेकिंग टू दिस होल प्रोजेक्ट टू एंश्योर दैट इट सक्सीड्स. या एंड हाउ मच यू आर कमिटेड, लाइक एन OTT प्लेटफॉर्म, इवन द ब्रांड मैनेजर और द मार्केटिंग मैनेजर, वी डोंट टॉक टू एनी मीडिया पीपल. वी स्टे अवे फ्रॉम अ मीडिया प्लानर, बायर, even a digital person in the client side or a media person in the client side. We talk only to the brand team because they understand or they are at a liberty to understand and invest in things like this. Because baki sab ka to KRA mein hai hi nahi na. Wo cost efficiency dekh raha hai, kuch aur dekh raha hai. Usme ye to aata hi nahi hai. Because what we are doing is not a fully developed science which is with the currency and benchmarking and all. It's not there. It's somebody's gut and vision basis. And I tell you, all the guys who partnered with us, whether it's on Academy, Gaurav Munjal, he blindly trusts us. Or whether it is Mohit Raina from IKEA, Domino's, or whether it is Suvit Bajaj from Spini, or it is Sandeep Walunj from Amphi, who they blindly trust us. They know what it does to the audiences, and because they've consumed it on their own. So, our business largely evangelists ke through hi hota hai. When I say evangelists, ki they have seen the content and they believe, and also they have body parts made of steel and titanium that that they are willing to push back any CFO, CEO saying, "Arey, ye kya kar rahe ho? Isse kya return aayega?" And the standard crib is, "Oh, sales wale IPL pe spot mangte hai, sales wale news channel pe spot mangte hai, sales wale." All that rubbish will continue, but this, and we are not saying that branded content is going to replace all your spots on all your regular Saas, Bee Bahu, and whatever shows. This is going to supplement that what activity that you're doing. If you have challenges which are not communicated in 30 seconds, 60 seconds, if there is some education that you want to do, like Amphi wanted to do a lot of education on how to invest, where to invest. And we did it through Ye Meri Family, or we did it through Aam Aadmi Family. All of those things are there. An Academy came to us when it was a relatively unknown brand.
Yeah.
And we did Kota Factory.
Correct.
And then An Academy was part of IPL, but still partnering with us and did the UPSC thing on Aspirant.
Yeah.
So at various life cycles also, you can do deliver a meaningful brand engagement program depending on what the brand is looking for. So ye thoda critical hai janna ki bhai aap kis liye kar rahe ho. Then of course, you'll want to know about the brand, the challenges, what is the reason to buy. As in, kya hai aapke ek one unique thing that I can hold on to and build my story around it. So if that is there, then my team sits and they prepare a basic concept saying, this is what the story. I'm going to engage with your core TG. Now, core TG for an IKEA could be a 30 to 40-year-old person. For a Whisper could be a 15 to 25-year-old girl.
Yeah.
It'll vary from. So you have to have a deep understanding. In this line of work, you have to be prepared to understand and go much wider and deeper. So depth of knowledge or depth of understanding the brand, the challenges is very, very important. And then you are able to come back with a proper recommendation as to what will work and what is not likely to work. You can't just do a flaky,
typical brand managers, like, you know, and I have seen from my experience, a 60-second or a 30-second spot, जहाँ पर मेरे को ये रिसर्च से पता चला ये मेरा कॉम्स है, ये मैसेज हिट करना है बार 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 रीच फ्रीक्वेंसी करके. When you break that shackle and get into this long form content creation, which is more, you know, deep connection of your brand attributes. कभी ऐसा डिबेट हुआ है ब्रांड मैनेजर के साथ इन एनी ऑफ योर एग्जांपल्स विदाउट टेकिंग नेम्स?
हमेशा, ऑल द टाइम. आई मीन, सी, दैट्स द इजी वे टू डू इट. नो,
या, करेक्ट.
टाइंग अप विद जस्ट लुकिंग लाइक अ वाव इज सो मच सिंपलर. बट इट्स द वेरी टेम्पररी काइंड ऑफ अ थिंग. इट्स नॉट गोइंग टू लास्ट फॉर टू लॉन्ग. आई मीन, इट हैज इट्स प्लेस अंडर द सन.
या,
आई एम नॉट सेइंग डोंट डू दैट. और tying up with all those music parodies that happen and poking fun at random people.
It
has its space. I'm not saying it shouldn't, but it can't be the only thing.
Yeah.
You have to complement it with some meaningful long form engagement. Otherwise you're taking the easy, lazy route out. Think that, hey, I'm doing something interesting in digital, but it's just a come here today and gone tomorrow. Like pictures, even today, if you ask anyone who's seen pictures, who's the brand, they'll tell you it is Kingfisher. If you go to Tripling, they'll tell you it is Tata Tiago. If you go to Aspirin, they'll tell you it's An Academy.
Yeah.
But check any of these reels or any of these things. Won't. Highly unlikely that you relish it. That it's like fast food. It's gone later.
Correct.
It and like fast food, it might actually do more damage to the brand than anything else. That, of course, that's my personal view.
क्या क्या चैलेंजेस आपने फेस किया, लाइक इन टर्म्स ऑफ, एंड ऑल्सो वेयर द कॉन्टेंट बिजनेस टूडे इज गोइंग, वेयर वी आर ऑल सीइंग दैट देयर इज कंसोलिडेशन हैपनिंग बिटवीन बिग प्लेयर्स, बजट्स आर रिड्यूसिंग फॉर, सो सम टॉक अबाउट लिटिल बिट मोर ऑन दोस चैलेंजेस एंड हाउ यू आर गेटिंग प्रिपेयर्ड.
नो, होपफुली समडे आई विल राइट अ बुक ऑन इट ऑल्सो. बट इट्स फन. आई थिंक द चैलेंजेस, एवरी डे वी हैव सम न्यू सेट ऑफ चैलेंजेस, सो एंड दैट्स व्हाट मेक्स इट सो इंटरेस्टिंग, दैट that we are back at our desk every day in the morning, wanting, raring to go. Challenges can happen at various levels. At the initial pitch level itself, like a panchayat, I'll again come back to that example. We wanted to release that show on YouTube, but no brand was willing to partner it. Their reasons were valid. I mean, brands in a rural setup are few and far between. Of course, now today, every brand wants to partner with the Panchayat series on Amazon, which, because it's S-word, it's not allowed.
Yeah.
And it's like, where were you when we were trying so hard to get brand on? So it can happen at that level. So you say, okay, not brand, then I'll go to a platform. We go to a platform, then multiple. And imagine we are TVF with the amount of body of work.
Yeah.
Still people are not convinced, saying that, no, it is not something that we believe in. I wonder what happens to lesser known creators and good talented people maybe, but if you don't have that body of work and if people are not convinced about your idea, then it's going to be a challenge. Then putting a project together, I mean, so many things are out of your control.
Yeah.
And forever trying to get everything. It's a team sport.
Yeah.
There are no superheroes in this line of work. So that is something that if you have any ego or any this thing about that you are the one who's making this happen, please pack it up and drop it into your attic or somewhere far from behind where you're not carrying it to work.
Correct.
Yeah, because this can subject you to multiple heartbreaks and close to nervous breakdowns also when you, at the point of exasperation, I mean, so challenges are there at every stage. And even after getting commissioned to execute it, it's quite a logistical nightmare because it's dependent on so many people. There's a large crew, there's HODs, the DOPs, this, that, everything. Of course, the talent, all of it. Then you have to get locations, you have to get... So it's quite a nightmare. Then, of course, you have delivery timelines, you have budget that you have to maintain. I mean, at the end of the day, creating great content is just not enough. It has to be profitable for you to be able to... As well, I can show you scores of examples where this great content was created, but it was not economically viable. The business was not sustainable.
Yeah.
So I think that to maintain that balance is also very, very critical. Then weather conditions, pandemic. I mean, there's so many things which can throw your business out of gear. And, you know, unlike most other manufacturing setups where you have a factory, you have a template, you have everything, it's not the same, right? Every show is different. New challenge. You're constantly doing something new. So it's challenges all across at any point in time. If you don't have the stomach to handle this on a daily basis, don't get into this line of work. Yeah. If you relish these kind of things, then this is the idea. I mean, because finally the output that is there is something that people can enjoy. So I'll come to a conversation that I think Steve Jobs was having with the then founder of Pixar. I think this was mid-90s or something.
Lasseter.
Lasseter. So he asked, and Apple that time was, I think, fairly back in action and a sexy company, and Steve Jobs was fully in the saddle controlling things. He said, you're Apple. I mean, you're the sexiest brand in the world. People wake up at, they're standing all midnight outside your store when a new product is launching. Why do you want to buy, or why do you want to invest in my company, on my brand? He says, yeah, I know we are a sexy brand, I mean, a sexy company, and we will become the biggest company in the world. But you know what? Whatever we make will last for some time and then end up in a mountain fill somewhere. I mean, it's going to be recycled.
Correct.
What you make will hopefully last for 500 years.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty about content. It lasts. So when you know that's the impact that content... I mean, we're still talking about Bunyad and Malgudi days, which was made some 30, 40 years ago.
Correct.
And we can keep talking about stuff which was made 50 years, 100 years ago also.
Yeah.
That, the fact that much after your time, your legacy remains, and this is what you're leaving behind. I think for me, that's like a really fulfilling kind of... And I'm not even a creative person.
Yeah.
Imagine what this must be doing to a creative person.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I'm just happy to be part of that whole process which is creating this magic.
Yeah. Superb. Okay. As a ritual, what we do, this is called Eureka Shots. It's simple, Taprika Chai, but this is the one that tickles all the creative brains across everyone in the industry.
Okay.
So we do this. Yeah. And the last question for us, for you is, to all the budding enthusiasts who want to get into this business, into the business of content creation, setting up a studio, any last few words from you would be helpful.
Last few words, always be prepared to be in a learning and unlearning kind frame of mind. Mm. Don't come with an approach that, you know, it tends to happen, and especially when you're a so-called expert in what you do,
mm.
then you tend to believe that you know the best way to.
Mm.
So always have an open mind to unlearn. And this is what I keep telling all the marketing people, saying that, hey, you did TV, print, all of that, great. But, you know, that consumer is over the hill. The younger bunch is not.
Yes, correct.
So are you willing to unlearn and learn? So that is very, very important. Of course, then all the other basic skills, your analytical skills, networking, meet as many people as possible. Mm. You and I connected. I had no commercial gain meeting you at Amazon, but we just hung out, we spoke.
Correct.
You never know who is going to be a collaborator, a partner.
Correct.
And forget about a gain in it. It's genuinely wanting to be with people is an important skill. I've also realized that trust is very, very important.
Yeah.
If people trust you, they will want to invest more in you. If they don't trust you, God help you. So please don't be in this, I will scam somebody and make money quickly. So try and look at a long-term kind of a viewpoint on everything. So, and like I said, networking is very important. Stay curious. Always want to know how this happens, how this works. I mean, don't have to be nerdy, but at least get into things. What is the science behind it? What are the benefits of it? And try to learn new things.
Mm.
I mean, I joined this line of work when there were manual typewriters. I have seen then the transition to electronic, to then data processors, to then those chunky desktops, to laptops. So now everything is on the phone.
Yeah.
So somebody said, you're a dinosaur. I said, no, I'm not a dinosaur. I'm a cockroach, you know, because the cockroach was there when the dinosaurs were there. But guess who survived? So I'd rather be a cockroach, however creepy that sounds.
Yeah.
But hey, he survived.
Yeah.
And he's still surviving, right?
Correct.
So that should be the approach. Reinvent yourself all the time.
Super.
That's largely what it is.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Thank you. Great discussion, Vijay. Lovely having you.
Likewise. Thank you so much for having me over. It was a pleasure.
Thank you.